Hi there, I'm Dr. Carrie Wise, veterinarian, certified life coach, and certified quantum human design specialist. If you're a veterinary professional looking to up-level your life and your career, or maybe looking to go in an entirely new direction, then what I talk about here on the Joyful DVM podcast is absolutely for you. Let's get started. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Reflection Friday. Today is Friday, April 26th, 2024. Over the last few weeks, I've done some traveling, and I've had an opportunity to slow down and really think about the type of life that I want to live. And so with this in mind, earlier this week, in my Circle Mastermind, I introduced a question to my Mastermind group members. I asked them to take a few minutes and envision the life that they wanted. I gave them a few minutes to consider this. And I wanted them to think about it, not only in the traditional, like, what do you want for a career? What do you want for your home life? But really all aspects. So how do you want to spend your time? How do you want to spend your energy? How do you want to build your energy? What is it that you want to experience? What do you want your relationships to be like? What do you want your health to be like? And when we slow down and we ask ourselves these questions, sometimes we're surprised by what comes up. Especially when we get stuck in our head and we start to contrast the life that we have right now against the life that we want to create. My friends, they are not going to be the same things. And that's okay. Most of the point of this journey is to continuously grow and evolve. And as part of that, we have to know what it is that we want to do. We need to know what it is that we want to be. And what you want may be the hardest question that you ever answer, but I encourage you to try. This life is not supposed to be status quo. You're not supposed to be stuck on the hamster wheel like many of you probably are, just like I was for years and years and years, getting up and doing the same thing over and over and over again. And then periodically, when I had a little bit of time off, a little bit of downtime, I would look at my life and I would feel really frustrated and defeated because I was working really, really hard, but I wasn't getting anywhere. When I say I wasn't getting anywhere, that doesn't necessarily mean that there weren't dollars accumulating in a bank account or that I wasn't helping people at work, because I was doing those things. But as far as what lit me up, what was helping me to grow personally, what was really exciting me and having me anticipate the future in a positive way, those things just weren't happening. And it's simply because my focus wasn't in the right place. So as I asked this question this last week, I asked it on Tuesday, and if you pay any attention to astrology, Tuesday was also a full moon. And a full moon is a beautiful opportunity for us to let things go. So as you consider the life that you want for yourself, the most important question to consider is, what do you need to let go in order to create it? See, we've been taught that in order to create something different, we need to work really hard. We need to do more. But what most of us miss is that in order to be able to do more, in order to be able to create something different, we have to move something else out of the way. That something may have to do with the way that we spend our time. It may have to do with specific actions that we take. It might even have to do with relationships that just simply no longer serve us and where we're getting ready to head. And all of that is okay. But if we don't start to notice that there are things in our way that are keeping us from moving forward, then time will just continue to pass and we will not create anything different for ourselves. So I want to ask you the same question. What is it that you want for your life? What is your vision for your future? And where you will get caught up in this question is in the how. As soon as you start to dream a little bit and create a vision for your future and the life that you want to live, your very human brain will automatically switch to the how and block your vision and stop it right in its tracks. I want you to know that that's coming, because now you can just notice it but not believe it. The how at this point in the game doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all, because what is possible for you and what you believe is possible for you, maybe is a better way to say it, at this point will be limited by what you have already seen in your external reality. We don't want to limit ourselves by what we have already seen. We want to consider that maybe everything is possible, because as soon as we start to have a bigger vision, we start to find evidence that that vision is possible for us. So we have to start with the vision itself. And when your brain starts to throw in the hows, oh yeah, you can't do that, but, or I don't know how I'm going to do that. I don't know how I would even start. That seems impossible. Whenever your brain offers you those kinds of thoughts, you can just notice them, but there's no reason to believe them. Not at this stage in the game. At this stage in the game, your only job is to craft the vision for yourself and to spend time energetically sitting in that vision, thinking about it, daydreaming, if you will. Now, there are those who will tell you that spending time in daydreaming is a waste of time, that it's not productive use of your energy and your efforts. But I would argue that that is absolutely not true. What we focus on is what is calibrating us energetically. And where we are energetically, meaning thinking about net emotional state, thinking about whether or not we're in the high or the low spectrum of emotion, that's going to be the creator of the experiences that we have. So if we're spending our time in worry and anxiety and dread and looping on bad things that have happened, then our energy is going to be low. Our net emotional state is going to be low. And as a result, our well-being will be low as well. But if instead we spend that same amount of time, which we don't even realize we spend worrying and in anxiety, if instead we would shift that and spend it more in possibility, in crafting the vision for the future, in daydreaming a bit, which pulls us into a higher energetic state, then what we create externally is going to be better for us and honestly better for the world. So I want you to consider that the next time you notice that you're really stressed out about something, give yourself permission to daydream. Give yourself permission to just envision a life that's different, a life that is lighter, a life that is more fun. And for each of us, what that life is going to be slightly different. And that's totally okay because your life is yours and yours alone to create. So, what is it that you want for the future? What is it that you want to experience? How is it that you want to spend your time? Where do you want to live? How do you want to dress? How do you want to take care of yourself? What do you want as far as your relationships? What do you want as far as your hobbies? All of these questions are very, very important, and there is no right or wrong answer. There's just simply the answer that is best for you. And my friend, you're the only one who knows what's best for you. So as you consider this and you start to craft that vision of what you want, remember the next question is to ask yourself, what do you need to let go in order to make that happen? I promise you, getting there is not so much about efforting and doing things to make it happen as it is releasing things to make space for it to just come to you. I know this all sounds a little bit woo and a little bit strange and probably a whole lot different than what the world has taught you need to do to create a very specific kind of life. But of course, that's why I'm here. I'm here to show you that what we have been taught about the world and the way the world works and what makes somebody worthy and valuable is not necessarily the truth, is only part of the story. The rest of the story is so much more important and completely within your control. So, as you go through the next week, I want you to just curiously consider everything that you do, how you spend your time, who you spend your time with, where you are during the day, the activities that you participate in, even things like what you eat and what you wear. And I want you to ask yourself, are these the things that I want to continue to be part of my life in the future? Or is there something here that I would like to shift and change? And as you notice, the list starts growing of the things that you would like to shift and change. Remember that I said it always starts with letting something go. So you can then ask yourself that one question: what is it that I can let go of this week that's going to create more space for me to experience the future of my dreams? All right, my friends, if topics like these really interest and inspire you, I definitely recommend that you check out the brand new membership that I'm creating. Just jump over to joyfuldvm.com/membership to learn all about it. And as you go through the next week, keep in mind the things that we talked about today and start to see how you can craft your vision for the future. I'll see you soon. Bye for now.